Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Romans, chapter 16. Romans, chapter 16. We'll read verses 3 through 7 together. We'll read this passage responsively. And then we'll read yet two other verses in this same chapter. Romans, chapter 16, verses 3 through 7. Romans 16, verses 3 through 7. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphras, who is the firstfruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow helpers, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Let's read verse 13 together. Ready? Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. And then look at verse number 23, and we'll read that verse together. Ready? Gaius, mine host, and of the whole church, saluteth you. Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, saluteth you. And Quartorius, a brother. And let's pray. Father, thank you for our church. Lord, I believe if there's a spot on this world that you are pleased with, I believe it would be here on this little spot of the earth today. This morning, the songs and the preaching, uplifting the Word of God. This evening, the songs and the praises that were sung back to you and the reading aloud of your word. God, I believe you're pleased with all that you're doing here. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. Change our hearts and change our lives, please. I sure do love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This evening, I want to talk to you about a word. That one word will develop through the night. I'm not concerned about the word as much as I would like us to practice what this word stands for, or that for which it stands. I want to talk to you about thoughtfulness. The word thoughtfulness. What does that mean? If someone talks about you being thoughtful, I think one of the easiest ways to define the word, it means you are full of thought. So if you are thoughtful about someone else, this means that you're taking the time to fill up your mind with good thoughts about them. Slow down. Collect some good thoughts about someone. Fill your mind with good thoughts about those people around you. You see, our problem is in this day and age, we only dabble with our thoughts. We only dabble with thoughts of appreciation. We trifle in our gathering of good thoughts about people. Let's be thoughtful. Slow down. Think about someone. Fill your mind with good thoughts about that person. You realize if a church will just be thoughtful, you will minimize the fusses and the skirmishes and the little disagreements that you have. All we have to do is really slow down and be thoughtful about one another. Our problem is we're thought empty. Our problem is we're thought half full. We're thought one-third full. Take enough time to let your thoughts of someone mature to where you really get a grip on how much you ought to appreciate them. Be thoughtful. City life tends to make us a bit impersonal. We become unthoughtful of one another. We live in a fast-paced world. I grew up in a little town in Indiana. It's called Winchester, Indiana. Now, when I came to Martinsburg, though I came here from the Chicagoland area, I did not grow up in an area like Chicago. I do not know how many there were in my little town. I can tell you this, the county I grew up in had 5,000 people in it. Now, the city of Martinsburg has many, many, many more times of people than that. But I came from small town America. In my small town, everybody knew each other, and you waved at everybody, and that was not odd. You know, if you wave at people today, they think you're setting you up for a mugging. They're almost not used to people being friendly. In the winter, if it snowed and was icy and cold in my hometown, we'd go to the grocery store. You could pull into the parking lot at the grocery store. If you didn't want your car to be cold when you came out of the grocery store, you left it running. You just pull up out front, leave it running, go shopping for 30 minutes, come back, get in your car, and drive home. Now, I would not recommend you do that. You say, why? Look, you could have a car alarm. You could use the club. You could have half a dozen pit bulls in your back seat. You could lock your car, take your keys with you, go in the store. It'll still be missing when you come back. They'll steal your pit bulls. They'll steal your car alarm, your club, and leave you a thank you note. But for some reason, the world seems to be getting nastier and nastier. The human race's treatment of one another is becoming ridiculous. We are so rude. Now, listen to me, folks. As Christians, we should be different. I think we need to learn to be thoughtful. Just be thoughtful. The world may choose to be rude, but we shouldn't choose to be rude. Let's be thoughtful in a thoughtless world. We need to be thoughtful of one another. Now, I was looking at something in the Bible, and it's one of those things that you routinely read and you skip over it because it doesn't seem to mean much of anything. But I noticed how thoughtful the Apostle Paul was. Paul took the time to greet many people when he was writing the epistles that God allowed him to write. His writings contain many urgent doctrines. Boy, the Apostle Paul gave us doctrine after doctrine and theology. But you see, tucked between the cracks of that doctrine, the thoughtfulness of this preacher named Paul. Now, he was a busy man. God, I think, used him to pen 13 books of the New Testament. Paul was the busiest preacher of his day. I mean, he was in great demand. He traveled all over the travelable world at that time. And he preached, and he was busy writing and counseling and starting churches. But I noticed something about the Apostle Paul, and it delighted me to see it. Paul was indeed thoughtful, and we get to glance at it in his writings in the New Testament. For instance, Paul was thoughtful concerning those people that helped him. Let me read something to you. Romans 16, verse 3, it says, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers." You know, Paul took the time to say, these people helped me out. And Paul was thoughtful of someone that helped him to succeed. Well, I think all of us ought to learn to be thankful or thoughtful of the people that are our helpers. He actually says it again in Romans 16:6. He says, "Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us." I don't know what happened, but this lady named Mary evidently did something for Paul, and he says she bestowed much labor upon me. I don't know if that means that somehow maybe she sewed for him a suit of clothing, or maybe she fixed a big meal for him, or maybe he had some business dealings and he needed some office help and Mary helped him. But I know this, I know the great Apostle Paul, the man of bombastic teaching and doctrine, also had enough good sense to say, "Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Priscilla. Thanks, Aquila." He was thoughtful. In Romans 16:9, he says, "Salute Urbane, our helper, Stichius, or old Stocky, or Stachy, or why do they name their kids like this?" But he mentions another group of people here. What was he doing? He said, "I'm going to salute my fellow helpers." I got to thinking this week, folks, it would be very good for everybody in this church to take a little time and become full of thought about the people that help this ministry. We had, Friday night, it was so exciting. We had our first intramural grade school basketball game, and that in itself is dynamic, but my goodness, wasn't it exciting when all the new grade school cheerleaders came on the court. They were having fun. It was exciting, and it was colorful. I don't know that you know it, but you know, there's some ladies that sewed all the way through the night. Didn't go to bed. All the way up in time to get those girls their uniforms in time for the first game. I salute the helpers around this church. Thank you, Mrs. Ramsey, and every one of those ladies that helped to get that done, you seamstresses, you people from behind the scenes. Listen, folks, there's not a one of us that are self-made people. We all need each other, and I would think it would be wise for us to be thoughtful of one another. Learn to express your gratitude to those that help you. Do it in words. Do it in a note, or a gift, or pray for them, or brag on them, or thank them. But I know this, I know Paul was thoughtful concerning his helpers. I see here that Paul was also thoughtful of his church. Romans chapter 16, verse number 5, it says, likewise, greet the church that is in their house. This evidently was a new church. It had been started. They did not have their own building yet. And like many old-time churches, they found somebody that would let them use an old storefront, or in this case, they used somebody's house, and they started a church. And the Apostle Paul had been there and evidently preached in that new upstart church, and he said, boy, I've been thinking about those people that opened up their home so you could start that church. You know, the people that we take for granted the most is usually our family, the people that live in our house. But wait a minute. You know who we take for granted the most, second most? Usually our church family. Our church family. Sit down sometime, make up a little list of all the people who do things for our church, and just think about them for a little while. Think about the greeters for a little while. Allow your thoughts to become full about the people in your church. Think about the ushers for a while. Think about the janitors for a while. You know something? Tonight, you'll all go home. We'll lock these doors. While you're gone, and you're home, or you're up at Dairy Queen, Joe Lopez will be here setting up the gym so our kids can have school tomorrow. You don't know this. I've come in here early on a Monday morning and found Joe asleep in the gym where he'd worked all night long and just laid down to take a nap before the next day hit. Did you know that? Oh, we're quick to say, well, Brother Lopez, we've got an overrunning trash can in here. Well, indeed, you'll find it odd that his job is ever lacking. But the next time you do a bit, could you remember? He might have been up for 8 or 10 straight hours cleaning the schools and getting them ready after a Sunday for a Monday school. And I think you just need to fill your mind with good thoughts about your church and the people around it. Oh, the maintenance men. My, oh, my, oh, my. I could not tell you how these men work and how busy they are. The secretaries around here, the nursery workers, and what? Hey, the nursery workers and the work that they do in their nurseries, and then on top of that, the people work that they must do in their nurseries. Everybody knows there's no nursery good enough for your baby. There's no nursery worker smart enough for your baby. And all of our nursery workers, they contend with that thought. The people, when was the last time you slipped a little note to one of these choir members, thanking them for all the work and the practice? We've got a great choir. We have a great choir. And I don't just mean musically. There are people that can get up and sing, but the Spirit of God is not upon them. The Spirit of God is upon that group when they sing. Thank God for it. Fill your mind with thoughts about people, about our church. The groundskeepers. Yesterday morning, I left the house right about 6 o'clock. I came into the church, and lo and behold, who was here? Brother Butch Berman. He's bringing a tractor in, 6 o'clock in the morning. He came over, he said, preacher, he said the ladies have been scuffing up their heels when they walk on the gravel to get to the mobile units. He said, I just feel like I need to get that fixed for him. And all day yesterday, Brother Butch laid a stone sidewalk out here because he was concerned about the ladies' heels on their shoes. Could I recommend something? Could I recommend that you think about all that that man does? Fill your mind with good thoughts about your church. The office personnel, the youth workers, the bus workers. Listen, the people that help us decorate for our activities around here, goodness, you talk about some of the best, hard-working, dedicated, spirited people. Incredible. I don't even dare ask Melissa Logue what kind of hours she's put in around this church. It would embarrass the people that work here. It is just flat out incredible. Those of you that helped to get the East Coast Ladies Conference, those of you that did the decorating and get that thing ready, you just flat out impressed me. I am just so impressed. The whole nation's impressed. You know, folks, if we would just take the time to fill our minds with good thoughts about each other, and we don't even have to make anything up. Oh, look at what's available here. Let's fill our minds. Everything done here so we can all enjoy this church is done by hundreds of volunteers. Let's be thoughtful about those people. Paul was thoughtful of his own family. The Bible says in Romans 16:7, he says, Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen. That word kinsmen there means my relatives. He was saying, my relatives that are there, I want to give them some attention. I want to think about my relatives for a second. He talks about it in verse 11. And then again in verse number 12, he uses that word kinsmen. Paul thought of his relatives. Now, I think Paul was thoughtful of his parents. I think Paul would like that. Listen, I really wish that every young person here would do this. Would you please be thoughtful of your parents in regard to your behavior? I wish some of you young people only knew how bad you hurt your parents when you do wrong. My daddy is a pastor of a New Testament church. I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't want to disappoint my dad. Do you know how few men of God there are whose sons are in the ministry also? Not many. And I know, I've heard someone say, my dad is so honored that his son followed in his footsteps. Brother Levi, I don't want to ever disappoint my dad. Not me. I hope I get to keep pastoring until the day I die, and I hope that my daddy is proud of me. I don't want to hurt my dad. Young people, I just wish to God that some of you would be thoughtful of your parents, because you're breaking your parents' hearts. You're not thoughtful of it. Paul, though, he said, I salute my kinsmen. What was he talking about? He said, I remember my family members. Hey, listen, you children, learn to be thoughtful of one another. Mrs. Owens and I, we came in the parking lot this morning, and when I get to church, I always do a big pass. I drive all the way around the church property. I look to see if someone's throwing a little piece of trash out here, and I'll get out and grab it and throw it away, and if something's not in its place, and I try to get everything looking just right. This morning we passed through. There were two brothers walking through the parking lot, being very kind to one another and helping one another. Young boys. And my wife said, isn't that sweet? But those boys aren't, they don't have each other in a headlock. Be thoughtful of your brother. Be thoughtful of your sister. Husbands and wives, be thoughtful of one another. Just be thoughtful of one another. You know, Mrs. Owens and I enjoy a wonderful relationship. We laugh, we enjoy one another, we enjoy life together. But you know, in those moments where I might, for some reason, want to get a little tense with her, All I have to do is start thinking. All I have to do is remember back watching her give birth to my four children and what she went through to give me those kids. All I have to think about is the times when I said, I believe God is taking us somewhere. And she sweetly said, honey, if you feel like we need to sell our home and give everything up and move to West Virginia, I'm with you. Oh. All I have to think about. Well, all I have to do is think. And before long, I'm thinking, this little moment of tenseness needs to be done away with right away. There's way too many good things happening here to let one little thing mess up a wonderful relationship.
Yes, sir.
Being thoughtful. I was so angry one day, I didn't let the anger out. I worked pretty hard at controlling things like that. But a man said to me, he said, Brother Owens, I'm not attracted to my wife anymore. He said, when we first got married, she looked thus and so, and her body and things have changed so much. He left. It's a good thing he left. Because I was thinking, how low down. How low down a man could be that when his wife's body has changed because she gave birth to child after child after child and has served him and cleaned his house and done his laundry and taken care of his kids, and now she's used up a bit and her body is weakened because of him. And then he says, I'm no longer satisfied. Let me tell you something, bud. You better sit down and think through that thing. Think through that thing. What am I saying? Paul was thoughtful of his family. Not only that, Paul was thoughtful of the aged people around him. In Romans 16:13, he says, salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Here he's speaking of his mother, and he is speaking of a friend's mother. And I say to you, Paul was taking the time to salute people older than him. Do us a favor. If you're not a senior citizen, don't park in senior citizen parking spots. Be thoughtful. Be thoughtful. Listen, it'd be good for some of you to come into church a little bit early and spend some time around some of our senior citizens. Let them know that you care about them and that you love them. Wouldn't hurt some of you to go by and visit a nursing home sometime. Take your kids to see one of our shut-ins. But I see that the Apostle Paul was thoughtful enough that he mentions those people that were older than him. Not only that, I see that Paul was thoughtful of those that have hosted him. The Bible says in Romans 16:23, the very first part of the verse, it says, Gaius, mine host. Anyone who gave him a moment of comfort, Paul seemed to be thoughtful of them. He was thoughtful of anyone who had done something for him or hosted him. Maybe someone that gave him a cup of coffee or fixed him a meal. Those of you that have babysitters, be thoughtful of them. I know they're paid, but be thoughtful of them. If you trust your children with them, I think you ought to be thoughtful of them. What are they doing? They're hosting your children. When you stay with relatives, let me tell y'all something. I think that there is a propriety even when we stay with our relatives. I realize something. I realize you can go to your relative's house and eat all their food and not think anything of it. But I don't think it would be inappropriate that when you go to some relative's house, maybe you take some groceries with you. Maybe take a pie or a cake or a couple bottles of soda and say, well, we want to bring this by. Why are we so assuming even on our relatives? Let's be thoughtful. Say, well, why should I do that? All you have to do is sit down and think about your dad for a little while. Fed you, clothed you, loved you, schooled you. What's wrong with taking a bag of groceries? Well, He's fine. He's set for life. He doesn't need it. I'm not talking about him needing it. I'm talking about you learning to be thoughtful. Thoughtful. Filling your mind with good thoughts about people. Not only that, Paul was thoughtful of the city officials around him. It says here in Romans 16:38, Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, saluteth you. The chamberlain of the city. I think Paul was trying to be a decent citizen. I think that's the case. I tell you, I don't want to fuss with our city officials. You know something? We've talked about our getting our permits and our building program. I joke and I toy with it, but I'll promise you, we have been very polite to them. We've been very submissive to them. We have been more patient than probably everybody else in town.
Right.
I'll wait it out. I don't plan to start a war. Don't need a war. Don't want a war. We're Christians. We have certain departments with the city and county that we work with. The assessor's office and the planning department, the engineering department, the permit department. I sat down with Brother Young. I said, now Brother Young, here's what you do. You go start friendships with those people. So when you walk in, you look for a way to begin to win them over to you. I don't want it just to be business. I want them to know that we're Christians and we're friendly, and I want you to be good to people. He came back to me and he said, Preacher, I noticed something. He said, I noticed one of the ladies that I have to go through to get the permits and things worked on. I noticed her eating a little bag of M&M's on her desk. He said, I left the office, went out and bought her a big bag of M&M's, went back and gave it to her. It's been probably a year ago or better. Every time the men go up to that office, they always take her a bag of M&M's. The joke is in the office, here they come. Where's our M&M's? One of the men couldn't find M&M's one day, took something else, and they got in trouble for it. We don't want this. Where's our M&M's? What are you doing? Being thoughtful.
Yes,
you know what, Brother Young? A lot of those people that work up there get chewed out all the time, and they don't deserve it. Some lady at a desk that is the front person for somebody else that probably ought to get the chewing, but the lady gets it. Just be thoughtful. You be thoughtful of this civil police officer and the people that help us to get out of our parking on Sunday mornings. Be thoughtful of them. They would like it if you'd use your turn signal. When they ask you to stop, they would prefer that you do. We're not playing chicken to see how close we can get to the lady cop.
Better I can make her move.
I'm reminded of something. Mrs. Kane, are you here, Mrs. Kane? Where are you at? Right back here. Mrs. Kane came to me one day, and she said, Brother Owens, the lady that helps us out here with the civil police, she said, I've got a little gift for her. She got a beautiful Afghan together and a card and some gifts, and stopped out there and talked to the gal and gave her a gift and said, we sure appreciate it. You say, do they get paid? Yes, they do. I pay them for doing what they do out here. They get money. But just because somebody gets money doesn't mean that you're to be rude to them. Be good to them.
Yes, sir.
I remember one day, some guys from the water department were working. It was icy, freezing cold. I could not believe. They were right over here. This is a big apartment complex. I mean, it was freezing cold. Icy, and there was water everywhere. I ran down here to this 7-Eleven. I bought up all the coffee they had, put it in big old cups, pulled in up here, took it over, put it on the back of a pickup truck, said, fellas, I appreciate you doing what you're doing out here. Have a cup of coffee. Being thoughtful. There's a city councilman. I give him a tie about every 5 months or so as a gift. You say, you bribing him? Oh, no. I don't want anything from him. I don't give gifts with an ulterior motive. But the big joke is, he's always looking at my tie saying, boy, that's a nice one. And I'm thinking, you're trying to get another one of my ties. So what do? I give them to him. He has the sharpest ties in town. That's why we honored all the law enforcement officers here and all the firefighters here and the emergency medical technicians here. Why? The Apostle Paul, the busiest preacher in that day, stopped and said, we need to be thoughtful of the chamberlains of the city. What are you talking about? Be thoughtful of those people. Paul was thoughtful of preachers. He says in Colossians 4:7, all my state shall Titius declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister. He took time to pick out this man that's mentioned here is not a famous preacher, but Paul took the time to mention him, to be thoughtful of him. When was the last time? And I don't need anything from you at all, but let me ask you this. When was the last time you were thoughtful of a man of God? I'll tell you a story. Brother and Mrs. Nash, you don't know this, but during the East Coast Ladies Conference, the Nashes sang a duet, a song called Stand By God's Man. How many of you remember them singing it? They were singing this song, Stand By God's Man. I was walking in the hallway out here. I was busy about some duties, but I stopped to listen to the song, and I shouldn't have, because it talks about all the battles that the man of God faces, and they were singing about Stand By God's Man. I think, Ken Davis, were you out there in the hallway? Ken was sitting out there. I just about had a breakdown. You say, why? Because there were 1,200 ladies here, and I know most of their pastors. And I love their pastors. I was there in the hallway, and the tears just started streaming down my face, and I thought, they're up there singing to all those people about standing by their preacher. I would love it. Of all 120 or 130 churches that were here, that all those ladies would go home and back their preacher like you all back me. And I thought, oh God, help them to get this. Help them to get it. Help them to learn it. The Apostle Paul, he took the time to be thoughtful of other preachers. There's a preacher that he called me and he said, Brother Owens, and I'm not going to mention his name, he said, I'm looking for a church. He said, I need to change. He was in one type of a ministry and he knew it was time for him to get into the pastorate. He said, will you help me? And I help preachers every week of my life to do that very thing. I said, I'll look around and I'll see what I can do to help. And then that very day, a church called me and said, we're looking for a certain kind of a man. And that's why we're calling you, Brother Owens. I said, I might have what you're looking for. And I started working with the pulpit committee and working with this man. And I got everybody on the same page. And then they gave him the call and asked him to come. And he called me. He said, Brother Owens, I've got to go back in the auditorium in a moment and let them know if I'm going to take the work. He said, preacher, I'm just scared if I'm going to have enough money. The pay's not much. I said, Doc, I said, don't let that stop you. God will have a way. He said, I just think I'm going to come up short a few $100 a month, and I just want to be careful. I want to have a good testimony. I said, I think God will provide. And so I decided that I would make sure that couple $100 is sent to him every month for the next year. All you got to do is stop and think. This isn't a man that's living elaborately. He just wanted to make sure that he could put some gas in his car and put some food on his table while he went out and did the thing that God called him to do. Be thoughtful. Paul was thoughtful for those that were his servants. He was thoughtful for his employees, the Bible teaches. He was thoughtful. Hey, the Bible says that Paul was thoughtful about physicians, the professional people that served him and his family. It says in Colossians 4:14, he mentions Luke. Now, who is Luke? Luke was Paul's doctor. My wife and I recently, she had gone to a doctor down in Winchester, Virginia. And while we were there, at the doctor's office, one of the people that we were dealing with, they had a candy jar like I have on my desk in their office. And they didn't have any candy in it. Somehow we commented on it, and the lady said, she said, I always fill that with fireballs. She said, the store I used to buy them at, they don't carry them anymore. I've looked everywhere. I can't find them anywhere. Well, I pulled out my ink pen, my 3x5 card, and I wrote down fireballs. And I went out and found them. Next time my wife was in, she took a whole truckload of those things in there. Said, here, fill your candy jar. You say, what, don't you pay those good people good money to serve you? I'm not talking about money now. I'm talking about human beings. And you know something?
We build a relationship with that lady. She may never come to my church. She may never give a penny to my church, but I didn't do it for that reason. I did it because we are to be thoughtful of one another. Be thoughtful of the human race. Why is it the only time you're good to somebody is if you think you're going to get something out of it? It's not a, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, Christianity. It's I'll scratch yours whether you ever do anything for me or not. The greatest type of love is a love that requires no reciprocation. Being thoughtful. Paul was even thoughtful of those who had forsaken him. In Colossians 4:14, he mentions a man by the name of Demas and his concern. Demas forsook Paul, but he was thoughtful. Can I tell you something, folks? There are people that may get backslidden and leave our church. Please, I beg of you, be thoughtful of them. And I'm talking about good thoughts. When somebody leaves our church, and it's rare that it ever happens, but when somebody leaves our church, and they maybe they become a bit contrary, let me tell you, I always fill my mind with the good thoughts about them, not the bad. I'm going to have good memories. I'm looking for all the good times. I'm not going to walk around with a chip on my shoulder. I'm not going to not greet them down at Walmart, and God knows I go there enough. I'm not going to ignore them. Hey, I'm going to wave at them. And in all sincerity, I'm going to fill my mind with good thoughts about the people around me. Paul was a thoughtful man. And I really hope for all of us that we'll take the time to be thoughtful. Listen, tomorrow you're going to come across somebody at work that's having a rough day. Can I tell you something? If you really knew everything that led up to that moment of tension, you'd probably be more patient and more kind. Take the time to fill your mind with good thoughts about the people around you. It'll make a big difference in your life, in your family, in your church, in your ministry. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.